Sagt der Heilige Mischte weiter, mit Sechtes Yevamis, Perik Tes Vav, Mishne Yod, Nitin Liyavein, Bimedina Sayam. This woman left, when she left, she had a husband, no children, and she had no brothers-in-law. She and her husband left, and now she comes back, and she says like this, my mother-in-law had a baby, Bimedina Sayam. Until now, we didn't know of any father's brother. She says a brother was born. And she tells us as follows. Amr, she says, Mes Bali, my husband died. V'achkach mes Yevami. And then, my Yove, this child that my mother-in-law had, he also died. Or she said, Yevami, my Yavim died first. V'achkach Bali, then my husband. Now, Mena, she's believed. We let her marry whoever she wants. She doesn't need chalitza. What do you mean? She says that her mother-in-law had a baby. But again, we're working with the same rule, the chazaka. What do we know about this lady? Well, we knew about her before she left that she was not a Yavam. Now she's coming with a little bit of a different story, that her mother-in-law really did have a son, and the son died. But Lamaisa, at the end of the day, she's telling us the same thing that we knew till now, that she's not a Yavam. So we believe her. She's not changing her final status. The Batanura uses the term apesha aser to apesha hitter, which you find in the Gemara. We know nothing about a Yavim. She's telling us there was a Yavim and that she died, so we believe her. Now we go on to the next case. Holcha hi ubaila, she and her husband, the Yavama, and her brother-in-law went off to Medina Sayah. They went overseas. So now she's leaving, and we know she has a brother-in-law. She's a potential Yavam. She comes back, Amra, and she tells us that Mes Mali, my husband, died. The Achakach Yavami, and afterwards my Yavim died. Or Yavami, my Yavim died, meaning my husband's brother died, the Achakach Mali, then my husband. Ain in a menace. She's not believed that her Yavim died. She ain ha isha in a menace loimer Mes Yavami shetinase. She ain a isha in a menace, a woman is not believed loimer to say that Mes Yavami, my Yavim died, shetinase, so that now she can marry anyone she wants without chalitza. She's believed to say that her husband died for various different reasons. The Chazal made that takana, but there's no takana in place that she should believe when she says her Yavim died. And as far as we know, she has a Yavama. We also know there's a possibility she doesn't like her husband's brother. She doesn't want him to be Mayavim her. So she would be motivated to lie. So that's the problem. She's saying her husband died. We believe her that her husband died. There is such a takana. But that means you're a Yavama. We know you have a brother-in-law. Now you're saying your brother-in-law died. But for that, we can't believe you. We have to be mevara that. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Here comes a list of situations where we can't believe the person. We have to have further proof. First, let's say you have a woman that wants to marry her sister's husband. She can't. He can't marry his wife's sister. But now this woman comes along and says, my sister died, so he can marry me. Zakta Mishnah, no, we don't believe her. She has to provide proof. V'loi, she's also not believed to say, Mesa Chaisi, my sister died, Shetikanis Lebesai. So that she should be able to literally come into her brother-in-law's house. In other words, that her brother-in-law should be able to marry her. Because the halach is one could marry a wife's sister after his wife passes away. So his sister-in-law says, okay, my sister died, now he can marry me. We're going to say, if we could be mevara that, and chanami. But the fact that you're saying that your sister died, that's not enough. Vayter, says the Mishnah. Who else is not believed? Ve'ein ha'ish ne'man loimer mes achi. And if a man comes along and says suddenly, ah, my brother died, and therefore she'yavim ishtoi. No, you're not believed. I want to be mayavim, my brother's wife. He died. How do we know you're saying the truth? Maybe you're lying. Maybe you want to marry your brother's wife. So you're telling us a story that your brother died. A man is also not believed when he says, my wife died, so now I can marry her sister. The whole thing that we believe a lady that her husband died is because if not, she's stuck. If not, she's an aguna. Chazal did not want to leave her in such a matzav where she'll be alone the rest of her life. So we believe her that her husband died. But these are people that want to marry a specific person. So unless there's regular edus, we say, no, marry someone else. In the case of where she says, my brother-in-law died, she would taka be stuck. Because if we don't believe her, she can't marry anyone. So maybe that we should be lenient. But there the problem is that there's a strong likelihood that she's saying this because she hates her Yavin. She doesn't like her husband's brother. So she's saying he died, so she shouldn't have to fault him Liyavim. There we have reason to suspect her. Okay, so quickly, chazing over on Mishnah. If a man with no children or brothers went overseas with his wife, the wife comes back and says, my mother-in-law gave birth to a son overseas. But my husband died and my brother-in-law died, or the other way around. She's believed. Because Lamaisa, we don't know that she has a brother-in-law. She's telling us that she has a brother-in-law and the brother-in-law died. So it's like she's telling us about a problem and she's telling us there's no problem. So she's not changing the chazaka. But if a woman went overseas with her husband and her only yavim, we know she has a brother-in-law. And she comes back and says, my husband died and then my yavim died. Or the other way around, my yavim then my husband. Here we can't believe her. Because she's not believed to say that her yavim died so that she can marry anyone that she wants. A woman is also not believed to say that my sister died and therefore her husband can marry me. And for that matter, a man is not believed to say my brother died and therefore I can be miyavim his wife. Or that his wife died and therefore he can marry her sister. All of these things are not emergencies. He or she can marry someone else. We could wait to be mevayer if it's true. The only time where Chazal sort of bent the rules a little bit was a woman who's believed about her husband because we don't want her, because we know she's going to really check up on this. And Chazal did not want her to remain in aguna.